We've been studying the Bible in the New Testament since the first of the year, doing a brief overview of all the books in the New Testament. We're now down to the final book in the New Testament, known as the Book of Revelation. The Book of Revelation is a letter from Jesus Christ to John to tell John to write this down and concerning the events that will happen soon. So now we're up to chapter 2, and if you have a red letter edition, you'll see that these words are attributed to Jesus. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Ephesus. This is the message from the one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the sevenfold lampstands. I know all the things you do. I have seen your hard work and your patient endurance. I know you don't tolerate evil people. You have examined the claims of those who say they are apostles but are not. You have discovered they are liars. You have patiently suffered for me without quitting. But I have a complaint against you. You don't love me or each other as you did at first. Look how far you have fallen from your first love. Turn back to me, and again work as you did at first. If you don't, I will come and remove your lampstand from the place among the churches. But there is this about you that is good. You hate the deeds of the immoral Nicolaitans, just as I do. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Everyone who is victorious will eat from the tree of life in the paradise of God. Now these seven churches are like in a dispensation. They are laid out almost as you can look at our modern day things that are going on in the world since Jesus was here. So the second church is the church in Samaria. Verse 8. Write this letter to the angel of the church of Samaria. This is the message from the one who is, the first and the last, who died and is alive. I know about your sufferings, your poverty, but you are rich. I know the slander of those opposing you. They say they are Jews, but they really aren't, because theirs is the synagogue of Satan. Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil will throw some of you into prison and put you to the test. You will be persecuted for 10 days. Remain faithful even when facing death, and I will give you the crown of life. Listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Whoever is victorious will not be hurt by the second death. That's important because we're all going to experience physical death, but we don't want to be hurt by the second death. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, that second death is the spiritual death. And if you are a believer, you will not be hurt by the second death. The message to the church of Pergamum, starting at verse 12. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Pergamum. This is the message from the one who has a sharp two-edged sword. I know that you live in a city where that great throne of Satan is located, and yet you have remained loyal to me and have refused to deny me even when Antipas, my faithful witness, was martyred among you by Satan's followers. And yet I have a few complaints against you. You tolerate some among you who are like Balaam, who show Balak how to trip up people in Israel. He taught them to worship idols by eating food offered to idols and by committing sexual sins. In the same way, you have some Nicolaitans among you, people who follow the same teaching and commit the same sins. Repent, or I will come to you suddenly and fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Everyone who is victorious will eat of the manna that has been hidden away in heaven, and I will give to each one a white stone, and on that stone will be engraved a new name that no one knows except the ones who receive it. And then he continues on to the church in Thyatira, starting at verse 18. Write this letter to the angel in the church of Thyatira. This is the message from the Son of God, whose eyes are bright like flames of fire, whose feet are like polished bronze. I know all the things you do, your love, your faith, your service, and your patient endurance. And I can see that your constant improvement in all these things. But I have a complaint against you. You are permitting that woman, that Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet, to lead my servants astray. She is encouraging them to worship idols, eat food offered to idols, and commit sexual sin. I gave her time to repent, but she would not, and turned away from all her immorality. Therefore, I will throw her upon a sickbed, and she will suffer greatly with all who committed adultery with her, unless they turn away from all their evil deeds. I will strike her children dead, and all the churches will know that I am the one who searches out the thoughts and the intentions of every person. And I will give to each of you whatever you deserve. But I also have a message for the rest of you in Thyatira, who have not followed this false teaching, deeper truth, as they call them, depths of Satan, really. I will ask nothing more of you, except that you hold tightly to what you have until I come. To all who are victorious, who obey me to the very end, I will give authority over all the nations. And they will rule the nations with an iron rod and smash them like clay pots. They have the same authority that I received from my Father, and I will also give them the morning star. Anyone who is willing to hear should listen to the Spirit and understand what the Spirit is saying to the churches. We'll pick up chapter 3 next week. But you see, the message to the seven churches, especially to Samaria, was an exhortation to remain faithful through the suffering because God is in ultimate control of the world's ultimate outcome, and his promise of eternal life to believers are reliable. Jesus never said that being faithful to him, you would avoid trouble, suffering, even persecution. Boy, do we got trouble in the land today, amen? Rather, we must be faithful to him in our sufferings, and only then will our faith prove genuine. We will remain faithful by keeping our eyes upon Jesus. I love that little hymn, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. So we need to be remind ourselves and others of his promise and help comfort now of the joy and the perfect peace in our eternal life to come. Well, I hope and pray you're having a good day, and I hope and pray that you understand a little bit more about the book of Revelation. Some people say, I don't want to study it, it's got weird, and it's scary. It's not. It is God's love letter to us, those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and hang on to the blessed hope of eternal life. God bless. Pray you're having a good day.